Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, Without Jesus, You Won't Make Heaven. And then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, That's What Faith Can Do, part 2, from Psalm 91.
Thank you. You're no, hey, about that. You're no longer on top. You have been bumped down. You're no longer directing my life, because now I got somebody else in my life that's far greater than you. I got somebody who will direct my life. I got somebody that will guide my life. I've got somebody that's going to be in the best benefit of my life. And so therefore today, yeah, I might have conflict, but praise be unto God. I'm glad through the blood of Jesus, we can win that conflict. We can win today over the flesh because we submit ourselves to the Spirit of God. And then fifthly, it's the birthmark of conduct. You will conduct yourselves in a way that's pleasing to God. Hello. Come on, y'all. Sleep on your time, not mine. I know you're not sleeping. I'm just playing with you. Get excited about this God. I've seen some of you in sporting events, and bless God, you'll almost tear a stadium apart. Amen. I've seen some of you watching something on television. You watch the wrestling matches and the car races and all that other stuff. And bless God, you in every hairpin turn, that car is going around that curve. You're leaning right into it. Amen. Every time that body, somebody picks up somebody and puts a suplex or a body slam on them, you feel the pain too as they hit the mat. Amen. Why can't you get about as excited for Jesus as you get excited about the world? Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord have mercy. The fact of the matter is today, if Jesus is in your heart, He's going to conduct your life. And you should desire today that the Lord be the King of your life. Amen. So God's miracle working grace is in this room today, right now. He's in our presence today. He is right here wanting to do something for you today. We can lay hands on the faith that God has given us today through that miracle of salvation that we've received Him into our heart and our life. So remember this, faith brings favor from God. Faith will bring favor from God. Faith will bring favor from God. So let us not forget Jeremiah's words in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me. So if you're calling and you're expecting an answer, guess whose presence you're in? You're in the presence of the Lord. And so does that presence bring favor? Yeah, because now you're operating not by the flesh, not by your sight, not by what somebody else has said, not what you think, not what you had from your Cheerios this morning that gave you the energy of a mountain lion. All of a sudden now you've got new energy. Amen. You've got a direction in your life that comes from God. And so therefore today, this miracle work of God comes by the process of faith, because faith will build you up and strengthen you in your walk, in your relationship with God. And so therefore today, now we are walking in the divine favor, the presence of Almighty God. And God's doing a work in us. And I believe if He does a work in us, there's going to be a work shown through us. Amen. God wants to use your life. And so when you are going to have what you never had, you've got to do something that you've never done. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to operate within the confines of what I see. I'm like the guy from Missouri, the show me state. I just want to see it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to see it until God performs it. And God's not going to perform it until you reach out by faith and believe it. Amen. So therefore today, in order for you to receive what you haven't seen and to do what you can't do, you've got to come to God and realize He is your source of help, strength, and answers in your life. Amen. So you've got to dare. Hey, listen. You've got to dare today to believe by faith that God is going to perform the miracle that you need in your life. I just don't see how God can do it, preacher. That's the problem. You are trying to take control and see what God's going to do. When today you just got to say, whew, I don't know the how. I don't even know the why. But I sure, Lord, know the who. That God can do all things, and without Him, nothing today can be done. We today, listen, you're not going to get your prayers answered unless you call on Him. You're not going to see God work until you reach up by faith and trust Him. But preacher, I'm going to hang on to 20%. No, you've got to let it all go. You've got to let it all go today. You got to put it in God's hands and leave it there. You know what some of you do? You come in, you lay the reins on the altar, you get up and you say, oh, if I got my reins, let me take them back with me. And you run right back out of the doors and get back in your little car and you go beep-bopping through life this week, and you're going to have the same struggles because you didn't let the reins lay in God's hands. You want to be in the driver's seat. No, you got to get in the back seat. Let God do the driving. He can drive a whole lot better your life than you can. Come on, church, say amen. Amen. So therefore today, you know, I'm here to tell you, God will never fail you. God will never fail you today. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. The question is, can you believe? Well, I'm trying. Just nothing to do with trying. It's reaching out and believing God regardless. You take and you put it all in his hands and you take your hands off of it. You become your worst enemy when you're trying to design and develop your path of life. God will show you the right way to go. And you've got to realize that he is the answer today. So there is a, hear this, there's a provisional revelation today because he says, if thou canst believe, that is a provisional. You can't get the all things are possible until you believe. But preacher, you've got to stop being like a billy goat and butting God every time you turn around. You've got to believe God, period. Explanation point. Believe God. Nothing added to it. Nothing taken from it. By the way, God, I believe, knows what he's doing. He does not. He did not call on you when he created this heaven and this earth, and he spoke all this into existence. He didn't dial your phone and say, oh, by the way, could you give me some advice on this? In all the confusion and chaos of this world, we think, where's God? He's in control. That's where he's at. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but man, all this stuff happening. You say, we're scared to death. We're worried. I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to look up and rejoice because the Word says when you see all these things come to pass, thank God your redemption draweth nigh. The King is coming. You're not fit to live and framed to live in this world like you are forever. God's got something better for you. Amen. Get this in your spirit, church. Amen. So this is a provisional revelation of God. If thou canst believe, you've got to believe before all things are possible. Have we forgotten that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob today, the God of the Word, cannot fail us? He has never failed, and he's not about to start failing now. In the Word, God declares himself as the God of power. He describes himself as the God of healing. Patty, he's your healer. Amen. Thank God. He is the Lord who is our rock. He is the Lord who is our fortress. He is the Lord who is my deliverer. He is the Lord who is my strength. He is the Lord who is my high tower. He is the Lord who is my salvation. He is the Lord who is my shepherd. For the Lord is my shepherd. Not was my shepherd. Not going to be my shepherd. But the Lord right now. And tomorrow right now. He'll still be. And the next day. And the next day. And the next day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. Do you desperately need a miracle from God today? The miracle of God.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.